Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Emma Gunn Show, and I can't contain my excitement. I have to tell you, no long introduction today. I've finished a whole book since we last spoke, and considering my habit was to get back into the habit of reading, or to discover the lost art of reading, definitely lost to me, I'm rather giddy. I'm excited. I'm pleased, because now I feel that that massive pile of books that is sitting on the arm of my reading chair, and is also not so proudly displayed on my Twitter feed where I'm at Emma Gunn's, I feel that that's now doable. I mean, by the end of the year, because there are a lot of books, but even so, I have, you know, I've made the first step. So I was sent a proof of Lindsay Kelk's new book, One in a Million, and I devoured it in less than a week, which I think is pretty good going, considering how many books are piling up in my living room waiting to be read, and the fact that some of them have been there for, I would say, definitely over a year. I would say they have definitely been sitting there for over a year. Good intentions, and I look at them as if I have read them, but I haven't. Or I put them proudly on display on my bookshelf as if I have read them, hoping that people won't ask the question, "Oh, what was that book like?" Because then I'll have to say, "Oh yeah, no, I haven't got around to reading it yet." But have you seen all 10 series of RuPaul's Drag Race? Because I have. But that's a completely different subject. But I'm going to be really honest with you, when it's come to getting back into the habit of reading, it's not been easy. I love Lindsay's writing, and full disclosure, she's also a mate of mine, which makes reading her books doubly delightful. But the first few times I sat down to read, I managed a page, maybe two, before my mind would wander. It was exactly as I described in the first part of this habit. This is user error and not a comment on Lindsay, by the way, or any author, by the way, who this has happened to, because it has happened with every single book I've tried to read for months now. But it absolutely confirmed my fear that my attention span has become shorter and shorter unless it's dazzled with special effects in the cinema or I'm in a binge-watching semi-trance. So like a muscle that's become tight, gristly and knotted, I've had to stretch it out and make it soft, supple and agile again. And so there are a few things that I sort of consciously did to try to help that along, and I'm going to share them with you. They may seem obvious, they are to me, but they were things that I maybe wasn't, you know, they were, it was like trying to make a cake without first measuring out your ingredients. I was just sitting down thinking, here's a book, I should read it. Whereas it feels like I had to just kind of, you know, measure out my ingredients, preheat the oven, all that kind of stuff. Don't know why there's a baking analogy in there, but there just is. So the things I have tried with varying success to stop my mind from wandering when I'm trying to read. Firstly, find a space that's comfortable, but not too comfortable. So you know there's an expression about curling up with a good book. Well, as I explained in the previous episode, the more comfortable I make myself, the more likely I am to fall asleep. There's no cuddling up under a blanket for me or lying down on a sofa. Nope, it is not going to happen. If I try that, my heart rate will slow and I will fall asleep. It's very, very simple. Have you seen The First Wives Club with Diane Keaton, Bette Midler and Goldie Hawn? And there's a scene where Goldie Hawn's on the treadmill and she's walking, power walking on an incline. And she's like, "I do my best thinking when I'm up here." And then she has a brilliant idea. I am like Goldie Hawn in The First Wives Club when it comes to ideas. If I'm moving around, they just flow out of me. But yeah, the second I stop, that's it, snore fest. So I have found that sitting on a cushion, which is crucial because no one likes a numb bum, sitting on a cushion with my back against the sofa or bed, or, you know, not a wall, that's too much. Find somewhere in between. It keeps me propped up and I don't seem to get too fidgety either. The bath works too. And I tried reading while in pigeon pose, not in the bath, by the way, they were two very separate events. I tried reading in the bath, that worked, full stop. I tried reading whilst in pigeon pose, but and it's good, it's fine. I do have very, I need to be in pigeon pose most of the time, to be honest. I'm so, my lower back is a mess, but nothing is quite as successful as sitting comfortably upright being the most important thing. Comfortable, not too comfortable. The second one, this is so obvious, but I'll say it anyway. All devices must be set to a do not disturb, which you can do fairly easily so that dings, vibrations and lights don't distract you. If, like me, the minute you sit down or sit still, your brain reminds you of the 10 emails you've been forgetting to send for weeks, simply have a notepad and pen by your side, just at arm's length so it's not too close, and write them down like a to-do list every time they come into your head. It means that instead of getting up and actually writing the email, you take 2 seconds, 3 seconds, maximum 5 seconds, just write someone's name and you know exactly what it means. I must email that person. It stops you from taking breaks. It stopped me from fretting about forgetting to do something, and it stopped me from mentally composing the email in my head whilst I was reading and forgetting to actually take in the words on the page, because I knew, I will come to that in a minute when I have finished this. Time of day. This one was a bit of an experiment for me, but I've previously been, when I've read the most, it's when I've been...
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
At bedtime, in bed, reading in bed, or when I've been sunbathing. Gosh, I remember the days of a holiday, freelance life, eh? Years ago, I used to read lots of books when I was on holiday, which is why the whole falling asleep thing hasn't been so much of a problem, because you're on holiday, you're sunbathing, you've got a book in your hand and you fall asleep. Someone's going to say, oh, well, you needed to relax. No, you needed that. And yes, I did. The first few attempts were at bedtime, so they just helped me sleep, to be honest. I did just drift off. So getting up first thing and reading for 20 minutes while I drank coffee undid that muscle memory a bit. I think my brain had tied book reading to relaxing, switching off, or an activity that was a slowdown activity. And so it's kind of like undoing some of that or unknotting some of those ties, because, yeah, I wanted to try and disassociate it from sleep, which I had to do quite a lot. I've also read prolifically on public transport, but always slept too. There's always a sleep element when it comes to reading, so I'm trying to break that. Now, finally, this one, again, I do feel like this is maybe obvious, but it did work for me. Complete silence was a no-no. It just made my brain, or lots of different parts of my brain, jostle for attention and shout loads of thought at me. So having some sort of instrumental music, don't have songs because you'll find your brain singing the words along to it, was really useful. I almost can't believe I'm having to learn the art of reading again, but it's more about interested reading and getting back to actually engaging with and enjoying a book, because I know I love this. I know I adore it. When I think back to reading the Millennium series, the books by Stieg Larsson, I would race through the chapters to get to one where Elizabeth Salander was on the page. I adored those books. I found them so easy to read. And I, you know, it could have been an earthquake and I wouldn't have cared. I wouldn't have noticed because I was so engrossed. Or when I was reading Mo Hayder's Jack Caffrey series, I couldn't get through those fast enough. They were fantastic. And then I read Twilight and 50 Shades of Grey, and I'm worried that was the turning point. In fact, that actually kind of adds up. But anyway, I'm not going to pick at that scab. So I read one book in 1 week. Incidentally, even though mine was a proof copy that Lindsay very kindly sent me, one, and I have also bought it, One in a Million is available for digital pre-order. So I'm going to put the link in the show notes because I really did enjoy it and you might too. I know many of you have been in touch with pictures of your piles of unread books, which I've enjoyed hugely because you have made me feel less alone and you have validated my behaviour of buying but not reading books. So do let me know if you've uncovered any foolproof tricks along the way that best mine that have helped you gorge on massive chunks of text in one sitting. I've been toying with the idea of learning speed reading. There are some interesting tutorials on YouTube, but I'm just going to get into the habit for now before I try to add a superpower into the mix, which is what speed reading does seem to look like. Thank you ever so much for listening. And if you want to check out the back catalogue of 26 Habits, you can find every single episode over at The Pool. The link will be in the show notes, and you can always get in touch with me by emailing me at thebeautypodcast@gmail.com, slide into DMs on social where I'm at Emma Guns, or join the private Facebook group for the show. The link, of course, will be in the show notes. If you are trying your own 26 Habits, they do not have to be the same as mine, or if they are indeed, please do tag or use the hashtag #26habits on social media so I can see what you're up to. I'd love to see more of what you guys are doing because I know that lots of you have been in touch saying that you've had real successes, which is wonderful to hear. This is all about making 218. Great. This is about making 2018 the year of the micro win. 26 of them, if you please. And finally, I am going to ask you a favour. I would be so grateful if you could leave a 5-star rating and maybe a short review for the show wherever it is that you listen, download and stream this podcast. It helps a podcast like mine stand out in a sea of infotainment, and it really would mean a lot to me. Thank you so much for your time. I will be back soon with another episode, a new habit. But thank you for listening. Stay well, and I will see you on the next one.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.